North Korea has slammed the United States for imposing new sanctions on the country. Pyongyang warned in a statement that the latest measures risks blocking nuclear disarmament forever. It also accuses Washington of seeking to bring the two countries' relations back to the status of last year, which was marked by, quote, exchange of fire. North Korea says sanctions and pressure will not force the country to abandon its nuclear program. The harsh response came a day after U.S. State Department announced new sanctions on the three North Korean officials for alleged human rights abuses. The list includes a top aide to the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. Denuclearizing North Korea has made little progress since Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump met in Singapore in June. We'll cross over to Ontario. Jason and Ruha, political commentators joining us. Good to see you, Jason. Is it possible to see denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula, given all the circumstances? You know, there has been thought in relation between the two Koreas. Well, yes, they have blown up their checkpoints at the border, the DMZ. But the South is buying missile systems from Israel. It's also reinforcing its military with the help of the U.S. And Pyongyang is angry. Do they have the right to?
Well, I think Pyongyang is right to be angry. They keep being told that this is about disarmament. This is about possibly ending the Korean War, which they have wanted to do for decades.